For half a century, our Hooley Records has scoured the country to bring to a wider audience outstanding musicians who often perform in obscurity. Country, blues, Cajun, and Mexican-American artists have all been a part of this label with a pretty curious-sounding name. NPR's Laura Seidel has this profile of the man behind our Hooley who's helped shape our popular music.
For the past 37 years, Down Home Music Store has sat on a lonely block in El Cerrito, California, and for all of that time, the same guy has stocked the store with a treasure trove of American roots music.
Pull out for you.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Too many records.
That's Chris Strachwitz, and many of the records he's produced fill the bins.
Sitting by my window, sitting there looking at the rain.
Strachwitz's label, Our Hooley, has recorded blues singer Big Mama Thornton, Cajun band Beau Soleil, and hundreds of others. He bought this building thanks to the money he earned recording a little-known San Francisco folk musician in 1965.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Yeah, he's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up the gun. Gonna have a whole lot of fun.
Strachwitz recorded Country Joe McDonald in his Berkeley living room.
And as they walked out, he asked me, Chris, what do I owe you for the tape you just made? I said, well, you don't owe me nothing, but I said, can I be the publisher? And he said, okay. And then all of a sudden he went to Woodstock and sang that song out there, and it got on that record, and it got into the movie. And the first check we got was for $70,000.
But the truth is, Chris Strachwitz hasn't made a whole lot more money from the music he's devoted his life to. He got into American roots music in high school after his family immigrated to the U.S. from post-war Germany in 1947. He was 16 and didn't really dig American pop.
I was subjected to what my classmates and the schoolmates were listening to, all the sappy, how much is that doggy in the window, barf, barf.
But he did discover some small local radio stations that played blues, New Orleans jazz, and what was called hillbilly music.
I felt it all had this kind of earthiness to it that I didn't hear in any other kind of music. They sang about, you know, how lonesome you are, and those songs really spoke to me, and the music did.
Strachwitz decided he wanted to record some of this music himself. In 1960, Strachwitz set off for East Texas. He'd heard a song about Moore's farm, and he found it in Navasota. He found Moore and asked him who played for his workers.
And Tom Moore said, well, yeah, this fellow, they seem to like him here in town. He plays for them, and I don't know his name, but you can go to the railroad station and ask Pegleg. Well, it wasn't hard to find Pegleg, and so that's how we found out his name was Vance Lipscomb.
Strachwitz found Lipscomb and founded Our Hooley Records to release the recording he made.
Whoa, ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball.
The album became a hit in folk circles, and Lipscomb became a regular at festivals all over the country. Guitarist Ry Cooter first heard Lipscomb on an Our Hooley disc he found in a shop near his boyhood home in Los Angeles. He still remembers another Our Hooley record he found there.
Big Joe Williams and his 9-string guitar, and it just jumped out of the speaker on this little school record player. It really did. It just made it just quiver and shake.
I really be sloppy talking my mouth any way that I know. I really be sloppy talking, baby, any way that I know.
Because of that Big Joe Williams record and that particular song, it decided me, once and for all, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to get good on guitar, and I'm going to play it like that, and I'm going to make records, and that's what I'm going to do with my life.
Cooter became a star in his own right, and Strachwitz continued to sleuth for music in Louisiana and Texas. In the 1970s, Strachwitz began to record Mexican-American musicians, and that drew the attention of academics at UCLA. The school created the Strachwitz Frontera Collection of Mexican and Mexican-American recordings. The Grammy-winning fighting band Los Tigres del Norte donated $250,000 to support the collection. On tour in El Paso, Texas, lead singer Jorge Hernandez says the archive is an important cultural document.
It will help a lot to have real-life people to say the truth and to say exactly how they live, how they survive, how they got here, and to have this music alive and to have the history of the people.
Guitarist and singer Taj Mahal is also a fan because Strakwitz stuck with his musicians even when there was no money to be made.
He's never abandoned the music. For that, I mean, he gets my praises for eternity.
Let's make him welcome Taj Mahal.
And let it go the feeling. Honey, that's what your daddy have today.
Mahal sang Strakwitz's praises at the 50th anniversary celebration of Arhuli Records in Berkeley. The 81-year-old Strakwitz says he's amazed at the influence his hobby has had.
Because I never recorded things I don't like. I just loved what I was doing. I loved to make records. But to see all of this being rewarded by people is really quite extraordinary.
The celebration helped raise money for a foundation that Strakwitz started to archive his entire collection. There's also a CD and essay collection available that documents the event. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Never mean no word. Try never mind.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Windy one, you've been loving. Gone up with somebody else.